Dear Chief Astronomy, what do you make of the Mars helicopter plan? Well, there are definitely plans to build the Mars helicopter Scout and maybe even include it along with the Mars 2020 rover. The Mars 2020 rover will launch in the second half of 2020 and hence probably land on Mars in 2021 if all goes according to plan. The Mars helicopter Scout has been proposed to act as a drone for either the 2020 rover or some later rover, flying out ahead of the rover each day to plan the best route for that day. This would help avoid obstacles as well as identifying the most scientifically interesting targets for the rover to head towards. If it all works out, this approach would save huge chunks of time, since the way we do things now, whenever the rover rounds a bend or tops a rise, Mission Control has to stop and assess a new set of images sent back by the rover's cameras. But could a Mars helicopter really work? Could its rotor blades gain effective lift in the Martian atmosphere that has 1% of Earth's atmospheric density? Well, let's start by saying yes, it really could. The plan is to have something the size of a tissue box with a mass of about a kilogram, powered by solar panels and with very large rotor blades that spin at 2400 RPM, creating a spinning disc about a meter in diameter. Such a machine could manage a 3-minute flight each day, which covered about a kilometer's distance, more than adequate to plan a forward route for a rover whose top speed is less than 1 kilometer an hour. A prototype helicopter Scout has been successfully flown in a vacuum chamber on Earth with the pressure reduced down to a Mars equivalent atmosphere. Well, when we say flown, it achieved lift. There's a giant leap from achieving lift to managing multiple takeoffs, flights and landings on the surface of another planet. The helicopter Scout will have to fly under largely autonomous control, given the radio delay between Mars and Earth, which is anything from 4 to 24 minutes, depending upon where the two planets are in their respective orbits. So, about all NASA will be able to do is send an instruction to... Okay, today, please head in that general direction for about 800 meters. Oh, and try not to crash, okay? So the success of this plan is not just about the engineering challenges, but about whether the risk-averse folk at NASA will launch such an unprecedented first in 2020, when the helicopter is barely at prototype stage now. The helicopter will need to have coaxial rotors, that is, two pairs of rotor blades on the one mast, with each pair spinning in opposite directions. On your standard helicopter with a single pair of rotor blades, Newton's third law, the one about actions and reactions, should make the body of the helicopter start spinning in the opposite direction to the rotors as soon as the helicopter leaves the ground. Standard helicopters don't do this because of that smaller, vertically mounted rotor on the tail, which works to stop the body from spinning and keeps it pointing forward. So if you want a flying box with no tail, you'll need coaxial rotors spinning in opposite directions, the spin of one rotor countering the spin of the other, so there's no net torque left to make the box spin. The Mars helicopter would steer itself, just like any helicopter does, by tilting the spinning disc of its rotors, which would pull the helicopter in the direction of the rotor's downward tilt. The helicopter's box-shaped body will probably be a capped-on-foil-covered aluminium frame, on top of which will be the solar cells, and from the bottom of which will project 4 landing legs. Within the box will be the rotor motors, a solar rechargeable battery that will run the rotors and the cameras, and it will also trickle just enough continuous charge to keep all the electronics warm overnight. And of course, the helicopter will contain a little black box with all the autonomous takeoff, landing and collision avoidance systems. It's this not quite developed yet component that's probably the deal breaker for the 2020 launch. While there are a range of autonomous guidance systems available now, adapting any of them to the job of driving a coaxial rotor system in 1% of normal atmospheric pressure will be no small feat. So it is quite possible that we'll be seeing a helicopter drone flying around on Mars one day, but whether you or NASA should put money on it launching in 2020, well, that is another question.